and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
We've been on the air with this program for 20 years in 2012 and still going strong. Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. We've got an exciting and diverse broadcast lined up for you here today. A variety of cool folks are going to be joining us. In the first hour, we're going to focus on pickup trucks with my former Motor Trend alumnus, Mr. Mark Williams, who is now the editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com. We're going to talk all about the all-new Dodge. I said it. I'm not supposed to say it. I did it on purpose. It's the Ram. No more Dodge. The Ram 1500 for 2013. It's all new, and I can't wait to hear what Mark has to say about the Ram 1500. Coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, we're going to be talking with Carl Brower, esteemed automotive journalist and the CEO and editor-in-chief of TotalCarScore.com. And he's put together a couple of really cool lists about some of the best-looking vehicles of all kinds and all time. And also he has put together another list about some of the cool vehicles coming out and that are going to be available in dealerships this fall. So we'll be talking to Carl all about those things and much more. In hour number three of the broadcast, on many of these Auto World stations, we're scheduled to be joined by a representative of Consumer Reports, and also Ron Montoya from Edmunds.com will be stopping by. Along the way, we'll take your telephone calls, and emails are available 24/7. It's Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Right now, let's go out to California and bring forth one of my favorite guys in the automotive world. He is the editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com, the one and only Mr. Mark Williams. Mark, how you doing?
Doing very well. Thank you, Bob. It's always a pleasure.
Well, I can't wait to talk about this vehicle. We've talked about it a little bit before, but you've actually been behind the wheel of the 2013 Ram 1500. And let me ask you the question right off the bat. I mean, a couple of years back, they got rid of the name Dodge. They made Ram a separate division. But how many people still do what I did in the beginning, start to say Dodge? It seems to be a little bit of a problem.
Yeah, it is definitely still being debated in the auto world that exactly what the motivations were behind Chrysler making this push to separate the truck group away from Dodge and give them their own brand, calling them Ram Truck. But, you know, whether it works out for them in the long run or not, there are going to be a lot of people for the rest of their life that grew up Dodge truck guys, and they're going to keep calling themselves Dodge truck guys until they die.
Well, you had some really exclusive access to this vehicle. I understand no other place besides PickupTrucks.com had the complete story. You had a deep dive look at the Ram 1500 for 2013. And you've bested all the other folks out on the internet as well as in magazines or on TV. Where did they hold the launch of this vehicle out of curiosity?
Well, those are all very nice things for you to say. I appreciate you saying that. We work very hard, obviously, to focus and cover on vehicles that we think are very important. And obviously, this new 13 Ram 1500 is very important not only to Chrysler, but I think it's also going to be important to the entire segment, forcing the Ford engineers and the GM engineers and the Toyota engineers and even the Nissan engineers to push themselves a little bit with the next vehicle that they come out with. But we did the big, blew up the big story on a lot of the background information we were able to get following the engineers as they worked through the building of this truck, and then a bunch of journalists were able to get out to Nashville over the last several weeks and drive all sorts of different variations that they had. So we were able to get into the tradesmen, the outdoorsmen, the SLT models, the sports, the Laramies, the Laramie Longhorns. They pretty much had probably 75% of their entire Ram 1500 lineup out there for us to test drive through some gorgeous roads and even gave us a chance to do some off-roading and some towing.
Excellent. Well, let's begin at the beginning, and that is with the engine. There's a couple of big stories here. Number one, a new V6 power plant that has replaced a much less powerful variant. I want to get your take on that, and also an industry segment breaking first, an 8-speed automatic transmission offered both with this new V6, which is called the Pentastar V6, and the traditional 5.7-liter Hemi V8.
No, yeah, all these engines are going to be very important to the Ram moving forward. But the most important, and I think you're exactly right identifying it, the 3.6-liter Pentastar engine, the engine that's also gone into the Grand Cherokee and the Jeep Wrangler, and it's replacing what some have called, I have never called it this, but what some have called a wonderful boat anchor for those people who need to go into the ocean and go, you know, out in the lake. But as a good low-end torquey engine for the half-ton was never a very good match. 305 horsepower, 269 foot-pounds of torque, 24-valve, all-aluminum V6, very powerful, and actually has mated very well with the 8-speed transmission. That's the only transmission you can get with that V6, and offers some incredible fuel economy numbers.
Yeah, it's certainly going to surprise a lot of folks. I know I've read on PickupTrucks.com they're expecting a 20% increase in fuel economy over the previous variant.
Yeah, they've announced the actual EPA numbers. They have them for the V6 and the 8-speed with the Ram half-ton. As last I checked, and that was this morning, they haven't received the EPA numbers for the 5.7-liter Hemi and the 8-speed, but they have told us segment-leading, best-in-class fuel economy numbers for this Ram 1500, which means 18 miles per gallon in the city, 25 miles per gallon on the highway, with a combined, I think that's 22 or 21 miles per gallon. So that pretty much beats every other half-ton pickup truck out there.
Let's talk about the Torque Flight 8-speed automatic transmission. Mark, you and I well remember that a number of years back, it was a company like a luxury car maker, Lexus, had the first 8-speed automatic transmission. Now we're seeing it from a number of different automakers, including BMW, and there are a lot of 7-speeds out there. But to have an 8-speed and also to have it available in the truck with both power plants, I mean, this is big news.
Yeah, this is, you know, just to put it bluntly, this is very smart technology for Chrysler to be investing in. It's smart technology for any manufacturer to be investing in, but very smart to specifically put this into play for their pickup trucks. Mated with the V6, obviously you get the two much higher overdrive gears, more choices. As long as you have a computer smart enough to make those shifts at the proper time and be able to determine when you need the downshift, when you need the upshift, when you're towing and how that should change the gear selection for you. As long as you have a smart enough computer, it can work very, very well. Now, you and I have both driven 8, 9, and,
yeah,
and you know, even 6-speed transmissions that work very poorly when you don't have the computer smart enough to figure out exactly what's going on between the engine and the tires. But this combination does seem to be very, very smart. The 4.7-to-1 first gear allows it to smoothly take off with a lot of power and allows people to order maybe a 321 or a 355 rear axle gear, which in the past they may have had to, with the V6, pair it with a 373 or 392 in order to get that power. But this choice with the 8-speed seems to be perfectly matched.
We're going to have more on the all-new 2013 Ram 1500, a deep dive right here on Auto World with Mark Williams from PickupTrucks.com. Don't go away.
Every 40 seconds, a child goes missing somewhere in the U.S. You can help find missing kids by donating a car or boat to Find the Children, a nonprofit organization dedicated to finding missing and abducted children. Fast, free pickup, and your donation is tax deductible. Call anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call 800-384-7098. 800-384-7098. That's 800-384-7098.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-917-8523. Supplies are limited. 800-917-8523. 800-917-8523. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Mark Williams joins us live from California, telling us all about the all-new Ram 1500 for 2013, sending some shockwaves through the industry as Ford and the General Motors brands look to counter, but this is definitely one cool machine, and Mark is giving us a real deep dive, and you can check the full story out at pickuptrucks.com, where Mark is editor-in-chief. Mark, in addition to that 8-speed automatic transmission, tell us a little bit about what they've done with the four-wheel drive options on the Ram. I understand they somewhat remain the same.
Yeah, the physical transfer cases remain the same. So there's basically two different four-wheel drive systems. One's a part-time where you get rear-wheel, two-wheel drive, you get four-wheel drive lock, and you get a low range. The other transfer case gives you an all-wheel drive capability as well as a neutral setting, as well as a four-lock and a four-low and a two-wheel drive, rear-wheel drive setting. So the transfer cases physically are the same. However, because that eight-speed transmission removes the shifter from the column or from the center console and turns it into a little rotary E-dial on the dash, which, to be honest, looks very, very cool. It's this wonderful little billet knob that sits on the dash. It just has, what are the four different settings? So park, reverse drive, and
neutral.
What am I missing? Neutral?
Yeah.
So just those four Prindle. So they're not even L, so there's no low that you actually set. There's just those four little detents on this wonderful little billet knob that you can adjust from side to side. It has a nice solid feel to it. For the upper trim packages, it's this nice solid feeling, big, metal piece of dial that you turn. For some of the lower trim packages, it's more of a big rubber knob that is covered in rubber that still feels very solid and makes all the shiftings from one gear to another, very easy to see and also very easy to feel. So even if you're not looking at that dial, you can get a pretty good sense. Has it clicked over once, twice, or three times? Have you clicked back once, twice, or three times? So it's very easy to use. But the shifting for the four-wheel drive systems with that 8-speed are just underneath, just several different little push buttons, depending on what your situation is. Or if you opt for the 6-speed transmission, which is still available with the 4.7-liter V8 and the Hemi, but not available on the smaller V6.
Mm-hmm.
If you get the four-wheel drive system with a 6-speed in that same rotary dial real estate, if you will, on the dash, you get a dial where you can select the different four-wheel drive settings you need for your truck. So they've changed a little bit in the way people are going to interface with the four-wheel drive system. But mechanically speaking, it's the same transfer case that sits underneath the vehicle.
And certainly, Mark, I like that little selector knob as well. Kind of reminds me what Jag has done recently with some of their models, with that also popping up out of the center console and that select-a-shift knob. It definitely is very tastefully done. First time in the truck marketplace. Let's talk the architecture of the vehicle, the frame and suspension. Certainly, I'm sure the engineers were looking to not only save weight, but they also had the task of adopting this very innovative air suspension system.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, the priority for this project from day one was fuel economy. That was the target. Everything that they were going to do needed to somehow either directly or indirectly improve fuel economy to the end product that they were going to come out with. So, as a result, a lot of high-strength steel that they're using now in the frame, in the suspension parts, as well as a new suspension, like you mentioned, it's an air suspension system that's directly borrowed and modified from the Jeep Grand Cherokee and adapted onto this half-truck platform. Four different settings, four different heights. So when you're driving along and cruising at highway speeds, it'll crouch down about an inch and a half just to get lower to the ground and get better aero moving around that truck. Better aero numbers, less drag means better fuel economy.
Win-win for everybody. And this air suspension system is actually adapted from the multiple award-winning Jeep Grand Cherokee, which is just a wonderful piece.
Yeah, no, they've had great success with it. The same exact engineer who was responsible for watching over it during the development of the Grand Cherokee ended up moving over to the half-ton Ram, kind of scratched his chin a little bit and said, hey, I know about a technology that might help us improve some fuel economy numbers here, and made a very seamless transition from the Grand Cherokee over to the half-ton pickup truck, which, I mean, and let's be clear here, the air suspension isn't just about fuel economy.
Mm-hmm.
It also does great things for off-road capability. You can go up to different off-road heights, which give you better ground clearance, and it also for towing. The load leveling system on the rear end can actually warn It can warn the driver, which no other half-ton or full-size or heavy-duty pickup truck can do now, but it can warn the driver when it's getting too close to maximum payload or even getting at maximum payload or over maximum payload. So it's not going to shut down the truck, but it's going to beep and give you some very clear warning signs when you're approaching exactly what that truck's limits are as far as how much cargo it can carry.
And certainly, you know, the aerodynamic lowering, and also, you know, for folks who are on the smaller side and need to lower the vehicle just to get in and out of, it offers a wide variety of advantages. And I really like the sound of that. Can't wait to check that out. Let's talk about some other cool technology. This is the first time that we've ever seen in the truck marketplace a engine stop-start feature. Tell our listeners all about that.
Yeah, this is it's a new technology that's making its way into the half-ton pickup truck. Now this is something, obviously, Chrysler is owned by Fiat. Fiat has had a lot of experience with very fuel-efficient vehicles in Europe. In fact, Alfa Romeo, the Giulietta, is a very popular vehicle in Europe that is also, I think, underpinning the new Dodge Dart as well. But there's technology borrowed from the Fiat brand that essentially turns off the engine during decelerations or stops, and then relatively seamlessly, it's not a perfect technology, but relatively seamlessly starts it back up as your foot comes off the brake and you need to go to the accelerator. So this start-stop system is only going to be an available option with the HFE model that is the maximum fuel economy pickup truck with all the options on it that the Ram 1500 is going to offer. And there are some interesting issues with that, because not only has Ram invested a lot of technology into this maximum fuel economy truck, but as a result of that, it's rather pricey. It's about $29,000 to get the truck that gets the maximum fuel economy numbers. Now, that's not what Ford is doing, and that's not what GM is doing. So it'll be interesting to watch and see how that vehicle sells in the marketplace.
When we come back, we'll talk about electric power steering and active grille shutters and much more. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away. My name is Bob Long.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're taking you on a deep dive into the 2013 Ram 1500. Mark Williams, editor-in-chief and the man behind PickupTrucks.com, has covered it extensively on the press trip, took a lot of cool videos and lots of other goodies that no doubt we'll see filtering down through the years. Let's talk about some other interesting points about this particular truck. Number one, they had to make the frame lighter, but they also had to make it stronger, so that's no easy task.
Yeah, that's where some of the high-strength steels come in. Very liberal use of high-strength steels. Now, that's a little more expensive, so they have to be very, very careful about, you know, where they use it and are they getting the most assets, the most profit from the money that they're spending on it. So they've been very, very careful with computer modeling about exactly where they're using the high-strength steel and where they're also using aluminum. There's an extensive use of aluminum all around this truck in the front suspension components as well as the hood. Now, they saved probably 25 pounds in the hood by using most of the materials for that hood made out of aluminum.
Let's talk a little bit more about some of the other cool features about this Ram. Number one, styling. They can't alienate their traditional Ram buyers. How would you rate the overall styling of the Ram? What's it like exterior-wise?
It's a very tricky thing for a designer to be given the task to essentially redesign or reshape a very solidly performing pickup truck. Now, pickup trucks by themselves are not going to be anything that's going to set some kind of new design trends. They're not going to break mold. They're not going to be able to do something completely revolutionary. Pickup trucks have a bed, they have a cab, and they have a hood. That's pretty much what they are. It's not a sports car. It's not a sedan where you might have a lot more flexibility in the design with curves and flowing shapes and aerodynamics. But with that said, especially if you're focused on fuel economy, you are going to have to pay attention to aerodynamics. And that's what they've done here. They haven't, revolutionized anything. They've improved and evolved the existing exterior design. So we see maybe the headlight changes a little bit in design. They're offering projector headlights in a half-ton pickup truck now with the new Ram, something that no other pickup truck has had. At least before right now. I think the Ford F-150 is going to get that for 2013 as well. but looks very, very cool. And we'll give it a much cleaner and crisper white light when you're behind the wheel. But aerodynamics is the key, so a lot of the shaping and a lot of the slight curves are a little bit different from what they were for the 2012 model.
Significant stuff, no question about it, from Mark Williams from PickupTrucks.com. Mark, you've got such a deep dive here, and all the articles are really cool. What else can folks expect to find at Cars.com?
Well, there's two places where they can go to get all sorts of information on both, cars and pickup trucks, just like you mentioned. Cars.com is who I partner with, who supports pickuptrucks.com quite a bit. They do a great job of comparison tests with both the SUV cars and sedans. And then if you're more interested in half-ton or the heavy-duty pickup trucks, going to pickuptrucks.com, you can find pretty much anything about the new trucks or even some of the classic old stuff. We've started lately getting into some of the wonderful classic trucks, the old Power Wagons, the old Jeep pickup trucks, and the people seem to really enjoy that. So I'm sure we're going to be maybe doing some more of that in the future, as well as doing more comparison tests down the road.
Yeah, this is definitely a big story. Let's talk about some of the other cool things that are happening with inside the cab of the Dodge Ram. I did it again, the Ram 1500 for 2013. Many people have said Ford, Jay Mays, and his team has been really the leader in interior design, but with the Grand Cherokee, a huge success in that area. It looks like they've emulated that with this new all-new Ram 1500 for 2013.
Yeah, absolutely. All of the praise that the Ram guys are getting and the Chrysler team is getting for their improved interiors is there's no arguing with it. It's much deserved. But let's be honest here. They had the most distance to make up out of all the manufacturers. The older model Ram trucks in particular were horrible. I mean, especially in comparison with their segment competitors. So this was a much needed improvement. Whether or not this actually raises the bar or gets them up to the level of what Ford has been doing is probably up for debate. Mm-hmm. But this better be something that the GM interior engineers are paying attention to, because they are going to have to, at the very least, meet this. And there's a lot of GM, fan guys out there that are hoping that GM is going to try to do some leapfrogging with their interiors down the road. The new Ram 1500, their interior at pretty much every single one of the trim levels, hugely improved over the existing models in 2012. Much, much cleaner, easier to see and understand center stack, an optional 8.4-inch infotainment navigation screen, as well as the center gauge cluster that is hugely improved over what it was before, with all sorts of information that you can get from the vehicle's suspension or engine temperatures or any other messages that the vehicle can be set up for.
That's wonderful. Let's talk a little bit about some of the trick technology. A new steering system. This is an electrically powered steering system. And also, we got to talk about the active shutters to give the vehicle better aerodynamics. Let's begin with the steering. What was your overall impression of the steering, Mark?
Yeah, steering is always a tricky thing for engineers to play around with, because you are at risk at creating some serious problems for people who may have loved the way their old truck felt. So what they end up having to do is look for technology that doesn't erode any of the feel that they get through the steering wheel, but provides some kind of improvement. And that's exactly why they made this change with the motor assist. It's an electric motor assist paired with a rack and pinion steering wheel, so it's got kind of a conventional feel, but it saves basically 5 horsepower for the engine. So instead of having all those motors and tubes and cooling fins for all that equipment that was needed for the power steering, now you can remove all that and deliver that savings directly to the engine. So less drag on the engine means that that could most likely translate into better fuel economy and better horsepower, and that's exactly what they got out of that with that particular technology.
That's wonderful. And, of course, the look of a truck is so important. How would you overall rate the exterior styling on this vehicle? They definitely kept that Ram look, but it definitely is a lot more aerodynamic. You can tell just by the pictures.
Yeah, I think they've done very well making subtle changes that improve the look of it. What's going to be very important is that the guy who goes down and plops down his money for a 2013 wants to be able to tell that his truck is different from all the previous model trucks as he drives around town. And maybe even more importantly, he wants to make sure that other people can notice that what he's driving is a little bit different, and if not just a little bit newer than the old style Rams as well.
Let's talk about some of the new safety features as well as the upgraded Uconnect system, which is their multimedia package that has navigation and Bluetooth and AM, FM and Sirius and XM satellite radio and lots of other cool goodies. We'll do that on the other side. Then we're going to talk to Mark about some other trends that he sees as editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology, Wash Drops. No hose, no rinse, all you need is one bucket of water. Wash Drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy Wash Drops today, exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and WashDrops.com. Wash Drops, the smart solution.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You can't argue with success.
And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Yeah, just had a little disconnect here. I'm back here on Auto World with Mark Williams from PickupTrucks.com. Mark, let's talk about some of the really cool features that this new pickup truck has got, including some really interesting electronics. They've really upped the ante with their Uconnect system.
Yeah, this is basically their counterpart to what Ford has been doing with their My Ford Touch. It allows a level of connectivity that we've never had in our vehicles before. And since people are using pickup trucks, it seems pretty commonsensical that they're going to try to include more and more of this technology that essentially turns the information center on your center console into like a half a personal computer and half smartphone, where you will eventually be able to download different apps depending on what kind of things you like to do.
Oh, that's cool.
You're literally connected to the internet wherever you want to go, which for some people might be a bad thing, but for the most part I think is going to probably allow us to do many more things than we've ever been able to do inside of our truck cabs before.
When will we see the 2013 Ram 1500? How far away from production is it?
They're going to start getting to dealerships probably near the middle or the end of October, so not too far from now.
No,
but those are going to be very specific models. They're changing over a couple of different plants. They're going to have a late availability for the Hemi and the 8-speed. That's going to be probably by the end of the first quarter of 2013. And then by the second quarter of 2013, you'll be able to get a brand new model they've never had before. So the 6-foot, 4-inch box combined with the crew cab is a 149.5-inch wheelbase that they've never had before. They've only just had the two wheelbases before across their entire lineup. So that particular truck, no matter what engine you get, V6, 4.7, or 5.7, won't be available until probably summertime of 2013.
Let's talk about some other things that are going on within the pickup truck world. Again, if everybody is interested out there, anybody interested in the all-new 2013 Ram 1500, Mark and his team at PickupTrucks.com has covered the story better than anybody. Again, it's PickupTrucks.com. Let's talk a little bit about what truck makers are doing with their towing ratings, their tow ratings. They're playing some games.
This is an interesting thing that is really, for me personally, has created a tremendous amount of frustration. Not that that should be your problem or anybody else's. But these guys got together. Every one of the big truck makers got together about 5 years ago, put their representatives into a committee, and they said, okay, 2012 is going to be our model year target, or 2013 is going to be our model year target for when we all use the exact same test procedures on all of our pickup trucks. So that way, the consumer can compare apples to apples. The test procedures that Ford does have always been different than the ones that Ram or Range Rover or Nissan have
right.
used. They've all been similar, but they've never been identical, which meant that when one company says, this is our max tow number, it doesn't necessarily compare directly with another manufacturer's maximum tow number. So they were aiming for this date. As far as I understood through the interviewing that I've done, everybody was on the same page, and then all of a sudden everything broke loose, and the J2807, which is the mm-hmm. SAE designation for these particular set of testing standards that are very rigidly defined, were supposed to go into effect for this model year. Ford decided not to do that, then GM decided not to do that, and now Ram's not doing it, so I can't imagine that... Toyota's already started doing it almost 3 years ago, so two model years ago is when they started implementing it. Now, they took a hit for it with some of their numbers, dropping maybe, in some cases, a couple of 100 pounds, and in other cases, more than 1,000 pounds. But now they're using the procedure that SAE wants them to use, but they're the only ones. So until everybody starts using these same procedures, the consumers, us out here in truck world, are going to have to wait until they decide with their next new model to actually implement those procedures that will allow us to say this truck compares directly with this competitive truck. So until then, we're just out of luck until they decide to do it.
Mark, I understand that the pickup truck market sales continue to climb, and that could mean some good things. So the market, which of course has been affected by the economy and everything else, it seems a little bit strong. Elaborate a little bit further on that.
Yeah, it's if there are two words to describe what's happening in the truck marketplace right now with the way sales are progressing, it's cautious optimism. Okay, maybe that's a cliche that everybody's been using the last couple of years, but nobody wants to take all their money and bet it on any one one stake right now. So the numbers are climbing up a little bit better. They're better than they were last year by a pretty good margin across the board. Seems like everybody on the truck side is experiencing 8, 10, 12, 15% improvements over last year at this time. But there was some pent-up demand out there. People had put off buying new trucks for quite a few years while we went through some of the worst of the economic downturn. So, but what's happening right now is I think people are starting to look a little more, maybe nervously about what's going to happen in the coming months as well, too. So they're not jumping out and spending that money. They're kind of standing on the sidelines and waiting. So what happens? Probably at the end of this year, we're going to have good numbers, but I'm not quite sure if anybody's prepared to say that next year is going to be good as well.
Let's talk a little bit more. One more item I wanted to bring up about the 2013 Ram 1500, because I'm just fascinated by this combination of the Uconnect with a Wi-Fi hotspot. How is this exactly going to work? I understand that the folks at Ram have teamed up with Sprint. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's actually a very cool feature that seems to be perfectly in sync with a lot of the guys in construction. A lot of the guys who are have their own business that are maybe out in the field a lot. Maybe it's sales, or maybe it's moving from one housing construction place to another. But it basically creates a hotspot where 3, 4, or 5 different users of laptops can tap into the internet or tap into any kind of software that they might use in order to keep track of where their tools are, or keep track of their expenses, or keep track about what's happening on their next project. It seems very cool, and it's almost, the sky's the limit on who can create software or, create applications that are going to perfectly fit what anybody out there doing business can do with their pickup trucks.
So we're not that far off from seeing pickup trucks and all vehicles with the ability to download apps and really make it a customized experience.
Yeah, exactly. If you talk to the guys at My Ford Touch, if you talk to the guys at Ram Truck, it seems like we're right at the start line of when that little maybe micro industry could be on the verge of exploding.
Absolutely. Mark, tell us what else folks can find by visiting pickuptrucks.com. You've got lots of cool stuff up there.
Oh, yeah. There's tons of stuff going on with pickup trucks. Probably in the next 18 months, we're going to see a lot of stuff. But in this next week, we were able to put together a little four-way mid-sized pickup truck shootout from Australia. So we got the global Holden, Colorado, which is going to be the Chevy Colorado that comes here next year.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Ford Ranger that we don't get here that a lot of people want to see come here. We got the VW Amarok, and we got the Toyota Hilux, which is pretty much the number one seller in that global segment. So we put those four vehicles in head-to-head competition, on-road, off-road, value, and we choose a winner. So in the middle of this week, we're going to have that whole story out. A couple of weeks after that, we've got the ultimate 4x4 shootout, where we took four of the most aggressive option package pickup trucks and just basically threw every 4x4 test we could throw at them. The Nissan Pro 4X, the Frontier, the Toyota Tacoma Baja, the Ram Power Wagon, and the Ford Raptor. Those are the four heavyweights that we spent basically 1 week in Michigan during flood and mud and pick a winner.
Wonderful. Mark Williams, editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Bob. Talk to you soon.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World, but we're only in first gear, so don't go away. My name is Bob Lyle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.